The story starts.
What hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Gave me home.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We are starting with Pride and Prejudice.
Did you think we'd have a new Pride and Prejudice
coming out? I thought we were maybe done, but you know, they do like these remakes, so who's doing it next?
Good cast. I mean, really strong cast. So you've got Emma Corrin starring in it, who you'd have known from playing Diana in The Crown.
Yes.
You've got Jack Loudon for Slow Horses star, and Oscar winner Olivia Colman. So that's a pretty impressive cast, isn't it? For a new limited series adaptation that they're doing at Netflix.
So it's a series now, because people do hold, you know, the Colin Firth BBC series very dear to their hearts, myself included.
Yeah.
Do we need another is the thing.
Do we need another? Mm. Well, I mean, yeah, I suppose, look, at everything gets reinvented at different stages. They said that the new take is going to be a faithful classic adaptation of the novel. And as you say, translated many times before, and that one was from 1995. The filming for this one's going to get underway in the UK later this year. But I think with that strong cast, there's going to be a lot of attention in it. And
who's doing the screenplay?
You've got Dolly Alderton is doing the screenplay, but have been involved with Everything I Know About Love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see how that one goes.
Keep an eye on it. Okay, but we are precious about our Pride and Prejudice. Now, the Cannes Film Festival, lots announced this week. Quite a bit of Irish interest, Garrett.
There's quite a bit of Irish interest, and of course, from an international standpoint, it's always good for attracting the big directors, Wes Anderson, Ari Aster, Kelly Reichardt, Richard Linklater. But the Irish interest comes in the shape of Paul Mescal, who's starring in The History of Sound. This is Oliver Herminus's film, which is in competition for the Palme d'Or, also starring Josh O'Connor. And yeah, really good cast. So this is the project that Mescal shot after starring in Gladiator 2. It's a film that follows two young men, Lionel and David, in the shadows of World War One, who are determined to record the lives, voices and music of Americans. And as they begin to log the events, the two fall in love. So that'll be an interesting one to watch, to see how the reaction is at the Cannes Film Festival for that. But we've got two from Dublin-based production company Element Pictures as well. They've such a strong track record now with projects featuring at the Cannes Film Festival. So the titles for their new films are Pillion and My Father's Shadow. So Pillion stars Alexander Skarsgård, and it's based on a novel by Adam Mars-Jones. It follows Colin, a sort of weedy wallflower, letting life pass him by. That is until Ray, played by Skarsgård, the impossibly handsome leader of a motorbike club, takes him on as his submissive. But as Colin steps deeper into Ray's world of rules and mysteries, he begins to question whether the life of a 24/7 submissive is for him. Now, the other project, My Father's Shadow, this was directed by Akinola Davis Jr., was shot on location in Lagos in Nigeria. It's a semi-autobiographical story set over the course of a single day in Lagos during the 1993 Nigerian election crisis.
Interesting choices, as always, with Element Pictures. We wish them well in Cannes, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see, you know, them doing so well. Mm. And obviously with Paul Mescal lighting up the big screen as well. Cannes is always notable as well for, you know, out-of-competition films. I suppose the big one this year is Christopher McQuarrie's Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which is going to eat up a lot of press, I'd say, when it plays and has its world premieres there. But two to look out for as well is actors Scarlett Johansson and Harris Dickinson. They're there to premiere their separate directing debuts that are taking place there as well. So the entire festival runs from the 13th to the 23rd of May, and it is the 78th edition of the Cannes Film Festival.
And you have your yacht ready to go, have you? Yeah,
it's all set.
All set.
We'll be leaving. Let's see. We depart on the 12th. We should make it by then, right?
Yeah, it's clashing with Movies and Musicals Live, so I'll have to make a few decisions there. But hey, that is Cannes. Lots to look forward to there, no doubt about it. And you'll keep us posted. Now, a director on the rise, Garrett.
So I think a lot of people at this stage have watched Adolescence on Netflix, and the director here has done a lot of work previous to this, but I suppose just with the success of the show, the sort of big time is now calling for director Philip Barantini. So he's a former actor and filmmaker. He's behind, I suppose, you know, what is now the fourth biggest English language series ever. And he's been touted, he's in discussions to direct an epic film adaptation of the beloved novel, The Alchemist. Ah. So The Alchemist follows protagonist Santiago, a young man who yearns to travel in search of a worldly treasure as extravagant as any ever found. I mean, the novel has sold over 150 million copies. It's been translated so much at this stage, more than any sort of living author's work before. So, yeah, this is great for the director. And, of course, that show, Adolescence, has been such a huge hit. Stephen Graham, obviously, doing well. He's going to be seen later this year in Jeremy Allen White's Bruce Springsteen. Starring as Bruce Springsteen, and he plays his father in it. That's called Deliver Me From Nowhere. So the credits here for Barantini's credits include Boiling Point. That was a very successful feature, which was then turned into a BBC series. And he also created, directed, and executive produced Malpractice for ITV as well. So watch out for the rise there.
Absolutely. Now, tell us about the IFI card.
I think this is a great initiative. It's really, really good. So they've announced the launch of a new discount card for audiences aged 25 or under.
So this is the Irish Film Institute in Temple Bar.
The Irish Film Institute in Temple Bar. So they can sign up. Anyone under 25 can sign up. And what they can avail of is €5 cinema tickets 7 days a week.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a redeemable across all IFI screenings, aside from free list suspended events. They're usually sort of festival events or screenings of 70mm film. But in addition to the discounted cinema tickets, card holders can enjoy a 15% discount off popcorn and soft drinks at the IFI box office as well. So I just think this is really good. What a great way encourage young audiences in. They can register online. If they're under 18, they can register in person at the IFI box office. And the 25 and under cards are designed by Irish artist Orla King. So great initiative there.
Well done to
the
IFI. That's fantastic. Now, stunts and a trailer for us.
Yeah, well, after many years of campaigning for it, the Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences have confirmed that the Oscars are finally creating a category for stunts. Ah. So the first Academy Award for Achievement in Stunt Design will be handed out in 2027, starting with the 100th. Yes, we're getting there. The 100th Academy Awards. And speaking of stunts, I mean, I was just thinking about this. How many would Mr. Cruise have at this stage in this? Oscars. Yes. Yeah, I know he has none. He'd been nominated multiple times for performance and as
imagine
a producer.
If that was his Oscar, because he's, well, you know, he hasn't an Oscar yet. You're right.
He
what
hasn't
if he
an
got
Oscar.
It as a stunt man?
Yeah. Yeah, well, unfortunately, with this one coming out this year, it's not going to be eligible by the time. So he might just make another Mission Impossible to get in there. But for
he'll
now.
He'll be wrecked, poor Tom.
He will be wrecked. But for now, we've got the trailer for The Final Reckoning.
Can't wait to see this. Here we go.
If we want to bring the world back from the brink, we have to deal with him.
Should he choose to accept?
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
What exactly is your plan?
Your team has been betrayed, Ethan. Secrets compromised.
Everything you are, everything you've done, has come to this.
You gave him an aircraft carrier?
Yes, indeed. That is Tom Cruise doing his thing in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It's a good looking trailer.
It doesn't matter how silly these things get.
No.
I love going to see
big
them
time
at the cinema. It's just, they just put a smile on my face.
Yeah.
It's just pure, pure action. Great cast as well. Alongside Mr. Cruise, got Hayley Atwell, Vanessa Kirby, Hada Wanningham, Ving Rhames and Simon Pegg returning as well. So this one, I suppose, after its big premiere at the Cannes Film Festival, is going to hit cinema screens on May 21st.
Excellent one to look forward to. Let's look at new releases on the big screen this weekend and start with The Amateur.
You ever wonder what they do with all the stuff you dig up for them?
That's not my job.
No, but you never wonder?
No, it's the CIA. I gotta trust that they'll make the right call. Maybe it's better not to know.
Love you.
Charlie, I think you need to see this.
What is this?
Your wife has been killed.
I want mission-specific training, cash, and a new identity.
Have you lost your mind?
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
I don't think you could beat a 90-year-old nun in an arm wrestling match.
Yes, that is The Amateur. Nice to see Katrina Balfe in the cast list for this one.
Yeah, she's starring alongside Rami Malek and Rachel Brosnahan in this. And this is about a CIA cryptographer who discovers that terrorists were behind his fiancée's death in a suspicious plane crash, and he receives special training in order to plot his revenge. It's called The Amateur. We've also got The Drop. This is first dates are nerve-wracking enough going on a first date while an unnamed, unseen troll pings your personal memes that escalates from annoying to homicidal. Megan Fahey starring in that one. And this was shot actually in Ireland. We've got an animated film on the big screen as well, The King of Kings. This is Charles Dickens embarks on a heartfelt journey to mend his relationship with his son, Walter, by sharing the ultimate story of hope and redemption. That is the life of Jesus. Really big voice cast here. Yeah. Pierce Brosnan, Kenneth Branagh, Oscar Isaac, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, Forrest Whitaker, and Ben Kingsley. Wow. That's some lineup, isn't it?
Sure is.
In that. We've got an Irish film on the big screen as well, Fran the Man. When an Irish football club becomes embroiled in an international match-fixing scandal, their hapless assistant manager finds himself way out of his league. Good cast here. Ardal O'Hanlon, A.B. Hoomerman, Dara Humphreys, Baz Black, Tony O'Rourke and Deirdre O'Kane starring in Fran the Man. And then we've also got Ralph Fiennes starring in The Return alongside Juliette Binoche.
I am Odysseus' wife.
Odysseus is dead.
Not to me.
There was no king. He sailed to Troy years ago. Took the best men with him.
All year, suitors have been turning up,
waiting for his widow to choose a new husband to be king.
Scoundrels, they're just here for your wealth.
Look at this island, a wasteland. Gangs of thugs terrifying the people.
They need me alive, at least until I choose my husband.
Mother, we can't live with those savages anymore.
I will choose soon, when I finish my wedding cloak.
No one is making a fool of you. Of us all. I know who you are.
Yes, that is The Return in cinemas this weekend. It's quite a somber and meditative take on sort of the retelling of the last sections of Homer's Odyssey. It's all about Ralph Fiennes and Juliette Binoche together on the screen again. We've seen them in The English Patient and Wuthering Heights. And you go to see them, I have to say. It closed the Dublin International Film Festival this year with Ralph Fiennes there on the night. And he and Juliette Binoche are really great in it. So that is The Return. And a couple more to mention, a couple of good ones.
Yeah, I like the look of this one. Holy Cow is the name of the film. And after the tragic death of his father, an 18-year-old is thrust into an unexpected and very adult role of looking after his younger sister and their failing family farm in the Jura section of France. He assumes even more responsibility when he enters a cash competition for the best Comté cheese made in the western part of the French Alps. So that looks like a good film, as does this one, One to One, John and Yoko. This is a documentary from filmmaker Kevin MacDonald, and it is a sort of look inside John and Yoko's life in Greenwich Village in the early 1970s. The footage looks amazing, actually. Some wonderful footage in it, including footage from their only full-length concerts and newly remixed and produced music as well from Sean Ono Lennon as well. So that looks good.
It does look good, John and Yoko. Yeah, that's getting great reviews. Looking forward to seeing it. One to One, John and Yoko. What about a TV movie for us, Garrett?
Yeah, so this stars Dustin Hoffman, Anne Bancroft and Katrina Ross. Does it sound familiar straight away?
Yes.
Because it's about a naive college graduate hailed as a genius by his overbearing parents, is seduced by the middle-aged wife of his father's business partner, but later falls in love with her daughter. This is an Oscar-winning comedy. There's wonderful soundtrack in it by Simon and Garfunkel. It is, of course, The Graduate, and it is on late tonight, though. It's on BBC Two. It's on at 5 to 12. Maybe you want to stay up for it or hit the record button.
Exactly. I'm just going to have to play Mrs. Robinson, Am and I. Coming up after this, Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.